You'll stay with us for the next 2 hours.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
What name comes to mind when you think of exercise and fitness? Arnold Schwarzenegger? Jane Fonda? Richard Simmons? Suzanne Summers? Nope, they're all lightweights compared to the granddaddy of all when it comes to honoring your body. This man opened the first fitness center in the country, was on television for decades showing his audience simple exercises to get and stay fit without having to spend hundreds or thousands of dollars for exotic machines. He swam from Alcatraz to San Francisco Fisherman's Wharf many times, acting as a human tugboat, towing 60 or 70 boats behind him. Now you know who it is, right? Jack LaLanne is now 90 years young, spry as ever, and sharp as a fresh razor blade. Hear for yourself on the next KSCO special this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on Go Ahead and Get Inspired Radio, AM 1080 KSCO. I think some of the words to that promo got lost in cyberspace. Oh, my. Greatest technical difficulties in the world. Welcome to the Saturday special, ladies and gentlemen. And as I said, we are pleased to welcome a special guest. That would be Jack LaLanne. Yep, the Jack LaLanne. Jack, are you there?
No, I left.
You're what? Okay, you can turn down the music here so we can hear Jack, maybe. Jack, are you there?
How you guys doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
You're Michael or Steve?
I'm Michael. And Steve is there, too. Steve, say hello.
The two sex gods.
Good morning, Jack. It's nice to be able to visit with you.
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, your first exercise is don't touch that dial.
Right. You're great. You're just great.
We're going to show you how to feel better, look better, so you can live longer.
And we're going to show it on the radio, which is great. Now, I got to say, I've always wanted to meet you, and I got the opportunity to do that a couple months ago. There's a group called the Broadcast Legends. You and I are both members of that group. You are worthy, I am not, but somehow they let me in by a mistake. And so I got to go to lunch with you and your beautiful wife, Elaine, here in the Bay Area. It was a delight to see you. You look younger than ever, and you're 90 years old.
I take young pills.
God! Didn't start out that way, did you?
No, I started out as a weak, sick, miserable kid. I got into sugar when I was a very young boy, and by the time I was 15, I was a human wreck.
So you agree that sugar, which tastes good, is really bad for you?
Well, if man makes it, don't eat it. Think that one over real quick.
If
cake,
man
pies,
makes it...
candy, ice cream, soda pop, all this canned stuff. You ever read the labels on some of this canned food? You can't even pronounce some of the names, all the preservatives and junk that's got in it. And you put that into your body.
Yeah, that's true. So what was it that influenced you to get natural here?
Well, I attended a health lecture when I was 15 years old. This man said if you obeyed nature's laws, you could be born again. What are nature's laws? Exercise and the food you eat. So I went home that night, and I got on my knees, and I asked God to give me the willpower to refrain from eating all these terrible foods that it was killing me.
Yeah, I'm hearing Steve Hartman in the background here, so maybe we can turn off the mic so we can hear Jack. Be great. I'm sorry, Jack. Who was that gentleman who...
His name was Paul Bragg.
Uh-huh. Bragg, that name rings a bell.
And I got on my knees, and I said, God, give me the willpower to refrain from eating all these terrible foods that are killing me. I joined the Berkeley, California YMCA. The rest is history, just like that.
Now,
one night.
At the age of 15, yep. I mean, even if you eat a bunch of junk food, I mean, the body isn't old enough to start feeling bad normally, right?
I got in the sugar habit when I was 4 years old.
Uh-huh.
My mother started appeasing me, and, you know, I was always an irritable kid. She'd always give me cakes and ice cream and candy and all that stuff. And the next thing I knew, I'm a full-blown sugarholic. You know, a sugarholic and alcoholic, boy, they're synonymous.
Yeah.
You destroy all the B vitamins in the body, and you're continually hungry for something, and your energy is down. It's terrible.
Well, so this Paul Bragg gentleman, I think I recognize that name.
He's an all-time nutritionist.
Right. I mean, doesn't he have a line, or his family, or his estate, or something, a line of like special vinegar and stuff like that?
Yeah, he's got health food stores.
So you see a lot of his stuff in the health food stores. Now, he's obviously no longer living, right?
No, he died a long time.
But does he have a daughter a family member who runs that business?
Yeah, Tricia.
Uh-huh.
Tricia, yep, right.
Okay, so at the age of 15, somehow you realize that sugar is a bad actor here, and you really shouldn't be. I mean, what about natural sugar? What about sugars in fruits?
Well, that's a whole different thing. That's nature.
Uh-huh.
The white sugars, all the vitamins and the minerals, everything's been taken out of it.
Uh-huh.
It's just like alcohol. People become addicted to it.
I see. And was it hard for you to swear off sugar?
The what?
Was it hard for you to swear off sugar?
No, because I knew it was going to... I wanted to be reborn again. I wanted to be a new person. I wanted to be an athlete. I wanted the girls to like... I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to get rid of those headaches I had every day. And I knew there had to be a price for it. The price was very minimal, just cutting out a few foods that are killing me.
Uh-huh.
I just replaced them with good natural foods in place of the old... man-made processed stuff.
Well, so how did you get into exercise on top of that? Because once you were eating correctly and not poisoning yourself with sugar.
I wanted to be a Mr. America. I wanted to have a Mr. America type body. Here I am, this little weak, skinny kid, and I joined the Berkeley, California YMCA.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I started working. I wrestled, and I was on the wrestling team and swimming team. In those days, they didn't have weights. You know, weights were forbidden. You know, you'd get muscle bound, and women would look like men. You'd get heart attacks, and that's what they thought about weightlifting in those days.
So that must have been about 1930.
Oh, yeah, 31.
Yeah, right about the time Clint Eastwood was born, I think. And he's from that area, too, right?
1929.
Right. I'll be darned. So, how long did it take you to get to be, you know, a Mr. America type after you decided that...
After going, you know, overhauling my eating habits and started exercising, in 10 days my whole life changed.
Just 10 days?
My headaches left me. I've never had another headache since. And my energy doubled and tripled, and I was just like a human being. I used to have an uncontrollable temper. Now everything was beautiful. You know, I'm telling you, boy, when you don't have your health, you have nothing.
Oh, how true. How true that is.
To have
Absolutely.
Your health, you've got to work at it. It's not inherited, boy. You've got to earn it. Dying is easy. That's simple. Living is a pain in the backside. You got to work at it. You got to eat right. You got to exercise. You got to have goals and challenges. Think about it.
Well, I'm thinking about all the people in the world, myself included. You know, who when they get overweight, they say, "Oh, I got to go on a diet." And a lot of times they do, and a lot of times it's successful. But you know, as you say, you got to work at it. And most people I know. Don't work at it. I mean, they get down to their desired weight if they can, and little by little it creeps up. So what's the secret to being vigilant? And
you've got to be on a program that's a lifestyle. It's not going to be something you're going to do for 1 year or 2 years. You've got to do something you're going to do the rest of your life. It's got to be a part of you. What makes you what you are? Your habits, right?
Yeah.
What did you inherit from your mother or your father or something? Color of your eyes, maybe, or your hair.
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing. The rest of it, you make it happen. Who puts the food in your mouth? Who thinks for you? Who goes to the bathroom for you? Who does sex for you? God? The devil? You. Remember, God helps them that help themselves. People have to take responsibility for their actions. If anything happens to Jack LaLanne, good or bad, who made it happen? You? Me, right?
Well, there is something called fate.
There's
you
what?
Know. And obviously you've been very good to yourself and you have your head screwed on straight. No question about that. But I mean, you know, sometimes bad things happen to people through no fault of their own.
Like what? What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. If something happens, they get in a car wreck or something, you
well,
know.
That's an accident. I'm talking about your lifestyle.
Okay. Okay.
You're talking about
you are in. A person is in complete control of his or her lifestyle. is what you're saying, and it takes discipline to be in control of a good lifestyle.
Everything you do takes, to think two words that we have to develop in our lives, pride and discipline. That's what these kids have to be taught. This should be taught in kindergarten, pride and discipline. That's what these kids should be taught, the proper nutrition, about exercising, and about taking care of themselves, about looking good. And they have to let the kids know that if they make it happen, they've got to do it. If they're on their own, you came alone, you're going to leave alone.
Well, I don't think anybody can argue with that. Do you have any thoughts about the kids of today versus the kids of yesterday?
Well, look at the kids today.
I'm looking.
The greatest epidemic of obesity we've ever had in our history.
What do you think the reason for that is?
Because they're exceeding the feed limit. It's that simple. They're overeating all this junk food. Cake, pies, candy, ice cream, all these soft drinks. All these athletes prostituting themselves, selling all this terrible junk food. These kids, who are the kids listen to? They're athletes. They're famous heroes, right?
Yeah.
These athletes, they prostitute themselves for a few bucks, helping these kids to get fat and unhealthy by eating all this junk they're advertising. I'm not adverse to athletes advertising, making money, but what else? They advertise something that's going to be beneficial instead of detrimental to people.
Right. Well, that sort of brings to mind all the Coke and vending machines that they have at schools, which I believe the reason they have there is money related.
What do you think it is? Everything is money, 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 money.
I agree. And now there's a move to eliminate Coke machines and things that are bad for you.
But the kids are still going to get this stuff. As long as they're advertising, kids are going to do it.
Okay, well, I got a question for you.
As long as they're advertising cigarettes, you think people are going to quit smoking?
No. No, but when was it? Was it 35 years ago that they stopped advertising cigarettes on television and radio?
I don't know.
I think it was in 1969. Yeah. That was sort of a big news story then.
It
didn't
make much of an impact.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. But
I'm a big believer. If people want to smoke, let them smoke. It's their body, right?
Uh-huh.
If that's your thing, everybody has their own thing to do, right?
Right.
It's up to the people. It's up to the individuals to do what they want to do.
Well, how do you feel about smoking in public places?
What?
Should smoking in public places, more and more states.
I think it's ridiculous. People are going to smoke. You're not going to take it away from them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
So,
you know,
so when
talk about a little smoke in the air. Some of these people are nuts. There's more impurities in the air that come from automobiles and all these combustion engines and things than from smoke than ever thought of doing.
Okay,
look at the emissions from these automobiles. Do you think that stuff is good for you?
No, of course not.
Well, how much smoke is in the air? Like zero, hardly anything, you know?
So what you're saying is that all of the, and I don't mean to be putting words in your mouth, but I just want to understand. I'm looking for solutions here, okay? I'm looking for solutions to problems.
The solution is education. You've got to tell these kids when they're young kids in school, you've got to tell them about the deleterious effects of smoking. How it takes the girls, how it takes away your look, takes away your masculine, takes away your energy, your vitality. These are what people have to be taught. Then if they want to smoke, well, that's their business.
Yeah, but don't make laws against smoking in public places, right?
I think it's ridiculous.
I do, yeah, I do too, and it really bothers me. I've always been...
Look, there's more people that are killed every year with dairy products than ever thought about smoking. Butter, cheese, cream, whole milk. You think that's a fit food for humans?
I don't know. Some people say that it is, and that the bad stuff is the trans fats and the...
That cholesterol, that fat in the milk. Name me one creature on this earth that uses milk after they're weaned. Man. Think about it.
Hey, listen, I don't... The more milk I drink, the more I clear my throat like that on the radio, and that's not good.
Mucus forming.
Pardon me?
But if you'd have a little glass of skim milk or a little non-fat yogurt once in a while. But people, God, they have ice cream. And they have soda pop. I mean, ice cream and milkshakes and butter and cream. If you ever go to a restaurant and watch people eat, they'll get a baked potato, one of the finest foods on this earth, and they put three or four big pats of butter in there. They never taste the potato.
Yeah.
You know, and then they leave the skin, which is the most important part of it. It's terrible.
Full of minerals, huh?
This has to be education in school, what to put in your human body. I just bought a new Corvette last week.
Yeah?
Would I put water in a gas tank?
No.
Well, how about your human machine?
You got to put water in that, but it should be...
Why do you think all these people, they're tired, all this mental illness, these people get this awful disease called pooped-out-itis? Because they're putting the wrong fuel in this human machine.
Yeah, yeah. So how important, besides putting the proper fuel in the machine, is exercise? In other words,
exercise is the most important.
So if you're eating everything right, if you're not putting any of the bad stuff in your body,
you can eat junk.
Not exercising, are you still going to be unhealthy?
You can eat junk and exercise vigorously and get by, but you cannot eat perfect and not exercise.
Ooh, okay.
Look at these athletes. My God, they're junk food junkies, but they exercise so vigorously, they burn it up. But why not put them together? Exercise is king, nutrition's queen. Put them together, you got a kingdom. But exercise is the most important thing there is.
Uh-huh. So tell us about
You don't get old from calendar years. You get old from inactivity. If they got people in their 90s now running marathons and all this stuff, because they keep up exercising. They're working at living.
Yeah. You're real active, not only doing exercise. Well, tell us about your typical day.
I get up, I hit the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning. I work out for 2 hours, 7 days a week.
And you have your own gym at your house.
I got two gyms and a big pool, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But we travel. I lecture all over the world, but every hotel has a gym.
Uh-huh.
If it's a good hotel, they have a gym and a pool, right?
Right.
So I never miss my workout.
So no matter what, I mean,
even if I get 2 hours sleep, I still work out. But you don't have to work out 2 hours a day. This I'm doing it as an eagle thing with me. I'm trying to see how long I can keep this up.
Uh-huh.
But if people would work out a half an hour or 20 or 30 minutes vigorously, three or four times a week, that's plenty for the average person.
Right.
Notice I said average person. If you're going to be an athlete, then you've got to train hours and hours a day.
When you were on hold before we started the show, did you hear the promo that I made for this program?
No.
Oh, you didn't hear? Because when you were on hold, you didn't hear anything? Oh, my gosh. Wow. Hey, Steve, are you there or Michael?
I am here, standing patiently.
Can you play that promo? Can you play that promo so Jack can hear? He's on. He's connected now, so he should be able to hear it. Can you replay that promo?
Yeah, Michael's in here, too, now. We've got things pretty well set up.
Thanks, God.
They're going to fire off the promo in just a minute. I'm going to go on out of here, pay my last respects to Carl Bankston, a man who... Really put Santa Cruz on track 20 years ago. I just wish that he'd come 20 years later. I'll try and get back before the end of the program. Mr. Lalane, thank you so much for joining us on KSEO today.
Okay. Yeah, Steve is going to attend a funeral service here for a very fine Santa Cruzan who passed recently, but we thank him for being with us for the first few minutes here to help us do this this technical thing here with the radio. But anyhow, yeah, I wanted Jack to hear that that particular promo that we did. So can we play that now?
Yeah, we're going to try and fire it off.
Okay.
What name comes to mind when you think of exercise and fitness? Arnold Schwarzenegger? Jane Fonda? Richard Simmons? Suzanne Summers? Nope, they're all lightweights compared to the granddaddy of all when it comes to honoring your body. This man opened the first fitness center in the country, was on television for decades showing his audience simple exercises to get and stay fit without having to spend hundreds or thousands of dollars for exotic machines. He swam from Alcatraz to San Francisco Fisherman's Wharf many times, acting as a human tugboat towing 60 or 70 boats behind him. Now you know who it is, right? Jack LaLanne is now 90 years young, spry as ever, and sharp as a fresh razor blade. Hear for yourself on the next KSCO special this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on Go Ahead and Get Inspired Radio, AM 1080 KSCO. Okay, you heard that, right, Jack?
I'm very flattered and honored. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, that, I deserve it. No, I don't deserve all.
Oh, of course you do. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to be humble.
But here's okay. You can be humble all you want, and we'll you deserve what people think about you, and it's all positive.
You know what I do? I work at living, and you know why I've been successful. I never lie. You know right. Why I never lie? I got a lousy memory. Those politicians better have great memories, huh? And don't lose your sense of humor.
They made me promise that I wouldn't ask you about politics, so I won't.
You ask me anything you want.
Really?
My life's an open book.
Oh, man. I really want to, but Liz said that if it's political, she won't let you go on, but I guess you're already on. So
I'm a trimnastic rat. That's my political affiliation.
I wanted you, by the way, that promo, I decided to... You know, use our website to post a picture that I'm real proud of, because I've always wanted to have my picture taken with you, and I did at the Broadcast Legends Luncheon a couple months ago. So, you know, right before the show today, I uploaded that picture to the website, ksco.com. But the trouble is, the picture was too big, and so it sort of took over the whole site. I mean, it's huge. It's so big that you have to use the scroll bars to scroll around to see the picture of your face and my face and everything. And if you just click anywhere on that picture, you'll hear that promo. So,
thank you.
But in any case, the reason I wanted to ask you if you heard the promo is because what I remember about your show, Jack, out of KGO, and I guess it was a national show for many years.
That was nationwide 34 years.
Yeah, but you originated from KGO in San Francisco,
that's where
right?
It started, yeah, by uh-huh. Short show.
Now, what I remember about your show is that it didn't have any fancy contraptions. It just had you in a chair and your white dog.
Well, that's what you need. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, so here's what I want to know.
You know,
about
we're back
your,
in the air with my show.
You say you have two gyms.
In my home.
In your home. So
oh, yeah.
Presumably those gyms... Are those gyms full of machines, or are they
oh,
just
are you kidding?
Or they just have your chair?
I am most of the equipment in the gyms I invented.
Uh huh.
The first weight selector and some of the pulley machines and calf machines. I invented that stuff way back in 1931 and two. There was nothing around then.
But see, you came up with exercises.
Well, who has equipment at home? So I had to get something that the housewife and the people at home could do exercise at home. They don't have fancy equipment.
Right.
So I improvised by using a chair and a broomstick and a towel and that type of thing.
Right. And all that was very effective, right? And still could
it
be.
Fantastic. Great.
So isn't it true that if you have the commitment to exercise and the desire, but you don't happen to have a whole lot of money to buy fancy
right.
machines...
Well,
that
the will is a way.
That you'll be just fine. Now, you have some, I'm sure you have some exercise tapes and some, right? I mean, people, you have your
oh,
own
I've
website
made,
called
so
www.jacklalanne.com.
I've written 10 books, and then we got my latest book now, which is on the bestseller list all over. It's Revitalize Your Life. It's really going terrific.
Yeah, so... If you want to find out about Jack LaLanne, ladies and gentlemen, and he, 90 years young, and you've got a computer, use it. Go to www.jacklalanne.com, and it's spelled JACKLALANNE.
Two N's in the lane. Yeah, right.
Now, okay, let's back up a little bit to I think it was Oakland where you decided in your 20s to open up
I had my first gym in about 1931. I was a senior in high school in Berkeley High, and I had my first gym in my backyard, and I had all the policemen and firemen that couldn't pass the physical working out, and within 2 months every one of them passed their physical.
So you got the idea to make it a business then?
Then in 1934, 36, I opened the first modern health club, you know, with chrome equipment and drugs on the floor and plants all over, you know, getting it out of the dungeon, you know, like there were no gyms around there. The only gyms they had, they were boxing and wrestling gyms.
Now, that was before you were on television, because I don't think that... Now, television wasn't even happening then.
I went on television in 1951.
Uh-huh.
Now, I had my first gym in 1936.
Oh, my God!
In downtown Oakland, California.
Is it
in the middle of town. I'm paying $45 a month rent. And I'm going broke. Nobody would come to me.
Oh, really?
All the papers picked up, that Jack LaLanne, that muscle head. He got people in need of all kinds of junk foods and... Got women working out with the weights and athletes working out with the weights, 80-year-old people working out with the weights. You know, well, you can't believe what I went through, boy. It was really sick.
Oh, wow.
Now, you see what came out in the paper just the last week?
No, what?
About the new guidelines for nutrition.
Oh.
Whole grains, brown rice, egg whites, 3 or 4 pieces of fresh fruit, 3 or 4 vegetables every day.
Uh-huh.
It's incredible. I've been waiting for this to happen for about 80
years.
Okay,
so it's a good thing, right?
Oh, this is perfect.
Now, the food pyramid.
Yeah, that's
the age-old food pyramid
is
not...
all natural, boy. There's no dairy products in there except a little skim milk and stuff, but all the butter and cream and cheese, and they take that out of it. Anyway, people are waking up. Now there's still more overweight, out-of-condition people, so we got to get to them and get them off of their backsides and get living.
Okay, what's your feeling about carbohydrates?
You've got to have carbohydrates.
Like bread and...
It's, you know, it's the most ridiculous thing about this diet. Don't mix carbohydrates and starches, right? Don't mix protein in this, and don't mix this and that. If nature didn't want you to mix carbohydrates, starches, and fats and sugars, you'd never have a nut or a grain, would you?
Right.
Think about it.
You wouldn't have a nut or a grain, that's true.
You wouldn't. They do. These guys, they just do it to sell a book.
Uh-huh.
And the poor average person, they're so confused, they don't know what the heck to do.
Okay, so carbohydrates are not bad.
You've got to have them, but natural sources.
Okay,
if man
like,
makes it, don't eat it. Think about it.
Okay, so you don't eat bread.
Yeah, but whole wheat bread is terrific. If it's whole grain, soy bread or whole wheat bread, as long as it's 100% whole grain. That's what the doctors, all the nutritionists are talking about now. Whole grain.
Yeah.
If man processes it, don't eat it.
So
they take all the vitamins and the minerals out and put back a bunch of artificial colorings and flavorings. It's sick. I'm telling you, it's really sick.
You're listening to the KSCO Saturday Special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. Michael Z with special guest Jack LaLanne, the exercise and fitness guru himself. 90 years young, and we are inviting you to give us a call if you want to ask Jack a question. Great opportunity to do so. Our phone numbers, as always, are 479-1080 or 477-1340. Give us a call, and you can talk to the man himself here. So
remember, there's never a stupid question, only a stupid answer.
Yeah. so here's a question. So carbohydrates, as long as they're not man-made or man-processed,
natural
carbohydrates.
Nature.
That's the key. But all sugars,
all refined white flour, white sugar stuff. That's what you should keep away from.
Right. Okay. Now, what about diabetic people? You know, because I've heard that you got to be careful if you're diabetic.
Well, the diabetic, those are all the ones should be eating. Natural foods in their natural state.
Uh-huh.
That's the key to it. How do you think they got diabetes? Eating all that junk.
Yeah.
It takes its toll, boy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so sugar
like
is really
like
the...
Like I told you earlier. I just
sugar is just like... Sugar is worse than heroin, really, huh?
No doubt about it. They're more sugar-holic than you can imagine in this country. Thousands
right.
and thousands of people. You have them get rid of sugar for a week and see what happens.
Right.
You go nuts. It's like alcohol. It's addictive.
Uh-huh. Okay. It looks like we're getting some calls in, but I still want to ask you some other questions here before
yeah.
we go to the calls. Well, maybe let's... Yeah, I guess we can probably go to Joe on a cell phone here. Let's Let's see if we can bring Joe in on the line here. Joe, welcome to the Saturday special with MZ and Jack LaLanne.
Well, thank you very much.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Mr. LaLanne.
This is your personal physical instructor, Jack LaLanne.
That's right. Mr. LaLanne, I'm what you would call morbidly obese, and I need to start exercising. What would you recommend would be the best way for someone who is way over the edge and needs to start out pacing themselves?
The first thing for exercise, you mean?
Yes.
Well, number one, if you're obese, you've got to count calories, period. You've got to keep under 1,500 calories a day with all natural food, and you'll lose 2 or 3 pounds a week.
Okay.
And you've got to exercise at least 20 or 30 minutes 3 or 4 times a week.
What
and
kind of
one
exercise?
Of the best exercises, you know, you can do is walking. Just walk vigorously, like somebody's chasing you. Get those knees and get those legs going. This burns up the calories and gets the blood flowing. Then another, what I'm very high on is water exercises. You know, get in a pool and run in place, and you can swing your arms back and forth. You don't even have to swim.
So you're a big advocate for swimming, Jack?
I'm a big advocate for everything. My number one is weight.
Uh-huh.
Weight training, that is number one.
Uh-huh.
And number two is swimming. Swimming is one of the finest exercises you can do if you do it vigorously.
Right.
If you're going to do 20 laps and every day try to do it a little faster.
Uh-huh.
And for 30 days, maybe you just do freestyle. And uh-huh. maybe for 30 days, do Bristow.
Should it always
maybe
be
maybe for 30 days, just try to sprint. Do it real hard. You know, you see, mix your exercises up. Every 30 days, you should do something different. Break the monotony.
Right. Okay, Joe. Hey, you
thank
got
you
your work
much.
Cut out for you.
Yes, I do. Thanks a lot.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to our next caller on the KSCO Saturday special. That would be June in Greenfield. June, I think you're on the air, are you?
Oh, yes, I am.
Good. Welcome to the KSCO Saturday special with Jack LaLanne.
Thank you.
Is this June?
June, yes.
Where's Greenfield?
Oh, it's about an hour south of Salinas, California.
That's where I lived when I was a kid growing up in Bakersfield, California.
Oh.
I grew up in Greenfield.
Oh.
That's 10 miles south of Bakersfield.
Oh, wow.
So there's two Greenfields
in two
California.
Greenfields.
Wow.
Well, they're very lucky to have you.
Oh.
The sex goddess of Greenfield.
Oh, well, I'm so proud and happy to be talking with you.
You tell me. You have a question?
Not really. I'm just very happy to be talking with you.
Hey, I'm very flattered you want to talk to me.
I want to tell you that I was born in 1952.
Yeah.
And now I was born on the East Coast.
Yeah.
In Jersey City, which is 8 minutes away from New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had wonderful aunts and uncles. My mother had 11 brothers and sisters.
Holy smokes.
So I had gangs of aunts and uncles.
Huh.
And one aunt that I would always go and visit with my cousins was Aunt Helen. And Aunt Helen always had you. She had books and everything about you.
Isn't that wonderful? Huh. I'll
always remember that.
Yeah.
And I was just so happy.
Maybe we could twist Jack's arm because he goes on the road and does speeches. Maybe we could throw a big thing here in Santa Cruz and bring Jack and Elaine here if they'd be willing to come. They're not too far away, right?
That's my life lecturing.
Oh, that'd be great. What do you think of that, Jack? We could do a...
You set it up, call my office and set it up with them.
Hey, that'd be great.
That sounds wonderful.
Well, listen, I appreciate talking to you.
June, thanks for your call to the Saturday special. Yeah. Here comes John in Santa Cruz, our next caller. John, you're on the air with MZ and Jack.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
John, how are you?
Hey, Jack, I don't know if you remember me, but I do a community-owned radio station called the Johnny Fitness Show, and I talked to you and interviewed you. This was back in probably the late 80s, early 90s. And,
yeah.
I had Russ Warner, your business partner on the show. And we did a long interview, and we were going to go down and see you in Morro Bay, but we never got the hook up there.
No,
but
Russ Warner died.
Yeah, I imagine he did. How old was Russ when he died?
Oh, he's about, I think about 80.
Yeah, and
but
Russ,
he never practiced. He never ate right and didn't work out much, you know.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I put him on a health and fitness program and a nutritional supplementation, and we ran all these blood tests on him and correct his blood chemistries on him, and we talked about
never watched his diet at all.
No, he didn't. He liked a lot of wine too. But anyways, I just wanted.
Well, I hope he was a good business manager at least.
Oh, he was good.
Russ
was a good friend.
Russ was the announcer on your show, wasn't he? On the TV show, wouldn't
yeah,
he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he did the introductions to the Jack LaLanne
Stop,
show.
Look, listen, it's time for the Jack LaLanne show from Hollywood.
Exactly, yeah.
That was Russ, yeah.
Yeah, I've been a bodybuilder, natural bodybuilder, for about 25, 30 years, and I've...
Are you keeping busy?
Oh, yeah. I work hard, and I'm still working out 4 to 5 times a week, and going to compete in some of the master bodybuilding shows, natural bodybuilding shows.
Yeah, keep it up.
I promote natural bodybuilding, no steroids, and...
There should be more guys like you, would be a better world.
John,
well,
how old are you?
I'm going to be 55 in December.
Just a young kid.
Yeah, and the lifespan, Jack, as you know, is 120 to 144. And if we ate right and stayed away from all the white sugar and the white flour, hydrogenated oils, processed foods, lived naturally and exercised and weight trained for the skeleton and did the cardio for the heart, everybody would be a Jack LaLanne.
Which would be really cool.
I want everybody to be themselves.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Jack. It's a pleasure.
Hey, listen,
my
God
mentor.
Bless you. And
you know what? Didn't you make a quote that you said you can't die, you'd ruin your image that way?
You're right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Jack.
Too much. 43 minutes after 10 a.m. on KSCO AM 1080, your favorite radio station. Jack LaLanne, our special guest today on the Saturday special. We have open lines at 479-1080 and 477-1340. My name is MZ. Encouraging you to call in. When do you get to talk directly to Jack LaLanne himself? Well, you can do it right now, 479-1080 or 477-1340. Let's go to our next caller, Kyle, also in Santa Cruz. Kyle, welcome to the Saturday special with MZ and Jack.
Yes, Jack?
How are you?
What age do you start lifting weights?
The what?
She wants to know what age you started lifting weights.
15.
15?
Yep. I haven't stopped.
Okay.
And I can't afford to die. It'll wreck my image.
Makes all the sense in the world. Is that it, Kyle?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you get to work. In fact, that's what I need to do. I need to start lifting weights so I don't look like a 215-pound weakling. So, oh, my God. Dave in La Selva Beach is next. Okay, let's bring Dave on the air. Dave, welcome to the Saturday special.
Hi, Dave. I lift weights every time I stand up.
How you doing?
I had better years. Well, it's a long story, but you know what? This is a trip. I grew up in the Bay Area when I was, you know, 10, 12, 13. Every morning I would watch your show on TV. And as I got a little older, I would go to work. Right through Palo Alto, drive by one of your spots.
Yeah.
Amazing. Anyways, I've done a talk show here on the stage for many years, and one of my favorite guests was Patricia Bragg.
Yeah.
And she would tell the story about how her dad, Paul Bragg, I guess started the first health food store in the country.
Yeah.
That when you were a little young man, kind of sickly, and he kind of helped turn your life around. Is that true?
Yeah, must have missed the beginning of the program, Dave.
The first health lecture I went to was Paul Bragg.
Well, I missed the first part. I was busy, with people that are just tuning in. Yeah, Paul Bragg.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
I was 15 years old.
Right. It's great. Anyhow, I think for some reason, we just lost Dave. But let's go to Barbara in Marina. Barbara, welcome to the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO.
Hi.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Mr. LaLanne.
LaLanne couldn't make it. Jack came in his place.
I was wondering, do you have any ailments at all, such as, you know, bowel or, you know, knee ache, you know, joint aches or anything at all? Any ailments whatsoever?
Any what?
Ailments whatsoever. Do you have any at all?
Any ailments,
no,
anything
no,
that
no,
ails
no.
you at all?
No, I feel great. I work
you,
at living.
Do you eat red meat?
I can't
meat?
Afford to die.
Do you eat red meat and do you believe in...
I don't eat red. I eat fish 7 days a week.
Okay.
I get all my protein from egg white. One of the best protein known to men are egg white. Take a hard-boiled egg and throw the yolk away.
And have you ever diverted from your, from
but,
that lifestyle
but I eat
at
fish.
All?
The what?
Have you ever diverted from your lifestyle, or have you...
Never, no.
Never, ever, okay.
Never, I work out, never miss a workout. We
and
travel
diet,
so much
you...
that every hotel has a gym.
If
I would lie to me, I'd lie to you. If I lie to you, the only thing I've got going is telling the truth.
Okay, but, you know, what about, say, you know, for birthdays or celebrations, have you ever had that piece of cake or ice cream?
Nope,
or...
nope.
No, wow.
Nope.
You're
like
an amazing
wife,
man.
My wife
I ate lunch with Jack.
I have a little piece of cake or something. But I never, I can't do it. I've got a conscience you can't believe. I'm a nut.
There were about 200 people or so at the Broadcast Legends meeting a couple months ago that I spoke about, and every one of them was craning their neck to see what Jack would eat.
I bet.
And he is who he says he is, I'm telling you.
Gosh, that's an amazing... You know, self-dedication there, definitely.
Yeah,
would you get your dog up in the morning and give him a cup of coffee and think you're running a donut?
No.
You'd kill the dog, but look at how many millions of Americans get up this morning with a donut and a cup of coffee, and they wonder why they're sick and tired.
Well, yeah. You know, you hear so many different reports all the time. I just heard from a doctor on Oprah saying coffee was good for you. The sugar's bad, but the coffee's good if you're
coffee,
in moderation.
Well, coffee. Yeah, coffee comes from natural sources. It's a plant.
Uh-huh.
So it can't be too bad.
Right. You know, and it sure does get things going.
I've never had a cup of coffee or tea in my life.
Wow. Well,
wait a minute, Jack.
See, it isn't what you do once in a while. It's what you do all the time.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a little cup of coffee, then see, coffee and these types of things, the alcohol, they destroy certain vitamins and minerals.
Right.
So if you're going to take coffee, it destroys... Vitamin E, and alcohol destroys the B vitamins. So if you're going to use any coffee, you're going to use alcohol, then make sure you're eating properly to compensate for what it takes
yes.
out.
I agree
sense?
With that.
Earn
All right,
the right
well,
to
thank
do
you.
It.
Okay, thank you, Marina Barbara. Listen, Jack, it's only 11 minutes to the top of the hour. I was hoping I can convince you to stay a little longer because they tell me you're scheduled to stay an hour. I don't know if you have anything happening next hour, but we sure have a lot of people who want to talk to you.
I can't do it.
Okay. So
I told you, I've got some of my lectures and things planned a year ahead of time.
Right.
And I've got this commitment.
Okay. Well, we'll zip through to our next caller here. We'll suspend the commercial break until next hour then. Here, let's take a call from Dion in SoCal. Dion, welcome to the Saturday special.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Mr. LaLanne.
You know the Saturday special? You.
Thank you. Great. Okay, let's see. I have three main things. One is, I remember you had a Great Dane dog on your show. Did you have a big dog on your show?
The dog?
Yeah.
It wasn't a Great Dane, I don't think.
I had a white German Shepherd.
A white German Shepherd.
I had Happy, Smiley, Walter, and Chuckles. I had four of them.
Yeah, I really liked that when I was a kid.
But Happy was the main dog.
I really liked that. That really pulled me in when I was a kid. I sit and watch the dogs.
Walter, we got the name for him. We all love to exercise regularly.
Okay, now
when
the
you
other...
have no talent like me, you need kids or dogs on the show.
Well, I was just a kid, and I really liked animals, so I watched
you're
you.
Still
your,
a kid.
And your lovely assistant, Anna.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she owns a spa here in town.
Yeah.
And let's see, I have a son who has very bad asthma, and it's very hard to motivate him to exercise, and I wonder if you comment on that. And also, I called you once before, I teach water aerobics, and I just wondered if you comment a little bit on water aerobics, because I like to try to motivate
I've
people to do that.
I've been doing water aerobics since I've been 15 years old. But you've got to do it vigorously.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in there, you've got to do it like somebody's chasing you. You've got to do it hard. You've got to get that heart beating straight. You've got to put stress on those muscles. Then nature responds in building your energy and your vitality up. Remember, your health account and your bank accounts are the same. The more you put in, the more you take out.
Do you feel like you get like a resistance effect, a slight resistance effect, like you get with weights if you try
weights
to isolate your muscles?
Weights are the most important thing there is.
But do you feel like when you do water aerobics and do like bicep curls?
No, you should do weights and water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
And you should change your program every 30 days. Do something different. Change the resistance.
Okay.
The exercise, something you're going to do the rest of your life. You got to get something that's as pleasant as possible, right?
Yeah.
Because exercise is not fun. It's hard. It's tough. But it gets results.
What about asthma? And kids have really bad asthma, and just, it's so difficult to work hard. Do you have any suggestions for that?
For asthma?
Yeah.
The main thing, taking a great vitamin and mineral supplement, make sure you get enough fruits and vegetables, especially a lot of vitamin C and vitamin D. And this is very, very important. Remember, you put this junk in your body, all this canned stuff and all the cakes and pies and fried stuff, it takes its toll. You're gonna get certain diseases. You're going to be obese. And you're going to lose your femininity and your energy. You know, it's terrible.
Jack, have you ever had the flu?
I have. If I ever have some, maybe I have a little sniffle, and the next day it's gone.
Oh, okay.
I've been fortunate. I work at Living.
Yeah. Because all that traveling when you're in airplanes and stuff with all of the germs.
The thing about being in good physical condition, it's certain if an accident happens or certain things happen, then you're in good shape. You can overcome it.
Right.
Work at Living, man. Man alive, you're half dead.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Dion. Here comes our next caller. That would be Jerry in Capitola. Hello, Jerry.
Hi. I just want to say that finally, you're doing what I did several years ago, having your picture taken with Jack LaLanne. And, Jack, you were so fantastic. You invited me to your gym. You were such an inspiration. If only I had more self-discipline. However, you were fantastic, and I treasure the picture that we had taken together.
Yeah.
And you were so sweet and wonderful. And I just wanted to let the world know how genuine a man you are.
You know what I do, honey? I treat people like I'd like to be treated. It's that simple.
I know, and you know what? You just used my favorite term, honey.
You know, without people, I'm a big nothing. Think about it.
Me too. I'm an extrovert. That's why I need somebody.
My whole life is people.
That's it. I needed somebody to talk to.
I got one thing in my mind, to help themselves.
Yeah. Well, I know, but see, you're the kind who has that wonderful lady with you. And
your lovely wife,
Elaine. Without Elaine, I'm nothing.
But see that?
She's the power underneath my muscles. We've been together 53 years.
Well, that's the perfect husband for you.
And you know the secret? She's always right.
I remember you told me that.
You can bet your biffy on that.
Why don't you get more men to use that philosophy?
Yeah.
Wouldn't we be better off in life?
Yeah, don't underestimate women. That's why they outlive us.
Yeah, you told me that,
you're
too.
You're a tough birdette.
You told me that, too.
Yeah.
And you're just fantastic, and I just wanted to let them know that somebody like me, who's nobody famous, you just took time and special interest. You were so wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
It's true.
What do you think you are, chop liver? You're a young sex goddess. And don't lose your sense of humor. Have fun.
Hey, that's the main thing, honey. That's exactly what I try and keep. When the world is crazy and they do these things, they're contradictory, they say one thing and pretend they're another. You know what I'm talking about.
There's a lot of ponies out there, boy.
You better believe it. And when we tell the truth, hey, see, you're a good straight man. You led me right into the next line. And it's true. I get in trouble for telling the truth. I do. For doing the right thing. You know what I mean? Because I'm me. I'm not a people pleaser.
Jerry, we got to move on. Thanks for calling. That was Jerry in Capitola.
Thank you. God bless you.
Here comes Pat in Santa Cruz. By the way, we're in the home stretch of Jack LaLanne. He's not going to be with us the second hour here on the Saturday special. So if you want to talk to him, you got about 4 minutes or less. 479-1080. Pardon me?
Take your time, but hurry up.
Okay. 479-1080 or 477-1340. Pat, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're on with Jack.
Hi. Hey,
Patrick.
Jack, pleasure listening to you.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I started lifting weights in high school. I was a runt, and I turned that around. I never regretted it, except I haven't looked for a while, but you're kind of inspiring me. I got a question for you, though.
Yep.
You're talking about you eat fish every day. Are you concerned about the mercury in the fish, or do you just kind
of
poo-poo that, or what?
You know, everything you eat, man has fooled around with it somehow.
And that's true.
Artificial fertilizers, but insecticides,
sure.
Pesticides.
Some more than others.
Air.
Some more than others.
That's why you got to take extra vitamins and mineral supplements to compensate for this and try to get as much raw food as you can and all your grains, make sure they're natural whole grains.
All right, thank you.
But the key that makes it all happen is the vigorous exercise.
All right. Hey, live forever.
Great. Thank you, Pat. Here comes Alan in Watsonville, our next caller to the Saturday special. Alan, you're on.
Yeah, Jack.
Yay, hello.
How are you doing?
How are everything in Watsonville?
Just super. Can't complain.
You know, when I think of Watsonville, I remember there was a guy named Holbrook. He was he held the world's record in the one-arm bench side press.
Oh, yeah.
Edward Holbrook.
I recognize the name.
Yeah, I don't know if he's still living now. I don't think so.
I'm not sure.
But he was a very, very famous weightlifter. So I remember Watsonville.
All right.
Jack, so
I got a
question.
I met you about 45 years ago down in L.A. at my brother-in-law's wedding. You inspired me. I'm an avid exerciser, have been
great.
For 17 years now. And I got a question for you. I've always been a big beer drinker, and one of the reasons I kept weight off is because of my exercising. Well, I quit that, and I'm losing weight fast. How do I keep it on?
How do you keep it on?
Yeah, without
You've
drinking more beer.
You've got to increase your calories.
More calories.
If you lose weight, you lower your calories. To gain weight, you increase the calories.
Okay.
But make sure that all the food you eat are natural foods. That's the key.
Oh, I do that.
All right?
I do that.
Great.
Great. Thank you, Jack.
Okay.
All right.
You know, we might be able to squeeze one phone call in the minute or so that we have left, but I just want to thank Jack. Tell me real quick the story with about you and Elaine. I mean, Elaine, you met Elaine at the TV station,
I
think.
KTO, she had a television program and a 15-piece band and everything, and she heard that I could do push-ups all through her show.
Uh-huh.
So I went over there and I did push-ups through the whole program.
Right.
And that's how we met.
Wow, that's the rest is history, as they say. So
she was smoking and eating all kinds of terrible food, and she quit smoking and started eating natural foods and started working out, and she changed her whole life.
Wow. Well, we want to get both you guys up here in KSCO country as soon as possible, so I will do just that. I will call your office next week and see what we can put together.
Do that. Listen, I thank you from the bottom of my athletic heart for being a friend and let me come on your show, and I want to tell all you ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls that are listening to us today, anything in life is possible if you make it happen. And remember, God helps them that help themselves, and I hope you help the most important
day.
It's per hour, and now we take you to the second hour of the Saturday Special with your host, MZ.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Well, that was a blast indeed, having the Jack LaLanne on us for the whole last hour. If you missed it, well, you can tune in on the internet, I guess.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Well, I guess that means it's you and me, Michael, for the next hour. This will be fun. I guess we'll have an open mic, some suggested topics. We can certainly talk about our adventure with Jack LaLanne last hour. What an inspirational dude. I can try to be Jack LaLanne if people want to call and just pretend that I'm on, and I'll try to act like Jack would, but... or we could talk about we could talk about exercise. I mean, are you a believer in exercise?
Yeah, actually, I went to the United States Naval Academy for the class of 08. Last summer, I had my plebe summer, and then I resigned thereafter for personal reasons. But before that, I had gotten into quite a routine of working out, and thank God I had a buddy of mine who was actually going to the academy as well. And I think that the camaraderie of the two of us together is what really motivated it.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, you know, what I do is I buy exercise machines, and then I figure I've done the good thing. The act of buying the exercise machine is good. Never mind using it. At least the fact that I bought it, you know, means that I'm on the right track.
Yep, my parents do the same thing. They got an exercise bike that I don't think has gotten a mile on it.
I'll bet, you know, if you really want to get a good deal on something, just buy somebody's used exercise machine. Because chances are they're just like me. They bought it and they didn't use it. Now, what can we do to spawn some discipline here among, because obviously that's what it takes.
Geez, you know, my motivation was headed to the Naval Academy. And,
uh-huh.
I mean, that was a really big motivation. I felt great about myself, though, when I was working out. I haven't been working out recently just because I'm not making the time for it. I'm basically just lazy now.
But you haven't turned fat.
No. Well, I have a really, really high metabolism. I'm actually trying to gain weight, and it's really hard for me.
I wish you could sell that metabolism to me.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could. I could use a little less of it now and a little more probably later in life.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, that's pretty much the way I guess it is with a lot of people. I don't know when it happened. With me, it happened at 33. It's when my body decided to go south, I guess, and I started getting little ailments and aches and pains that I never had had before. So, I don't know. Anyhow, so it's open mic, 479-1080 or 477-1340. I don't have the email up, but if you want to shoot an email to mz@ksco.com, I think it will work here, and I'll probably get the email box up here pretty quick here sometime during the hour. And it'll be caller-driven. One of the things that we can talk about, if you're interested, gang, is... we are actually toying with the idea of doing something a little different with KOMY, making it an all-liberal talk radio station. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? You know, a lot of people say that Santa Cruz is a pretty, pretty liberal town, and the radio station, whose city of license is a pretty liberal town, is too conservative a radio station. Because pretty much of our talk programming tends to skew conservative. And the reason, I think, is because it's been pretty much proven throughout the country here that liberal talk radio just doesn't cut it as a business, and that conservative talk radio does.
Yeah, but we're in Santa Cruz.
But we're in Santa Cruz, exactly. So what do you think? Give us a call, 479-1080 or 477-1340. If you want to make a comment about Jack LaLanne or about exercise and fitness, and we welcome those comments too. I'll try to pretend I'm Jack for anybody who wants to call here. It's too bad we couldn't keep him for the second hour, but what the heck? What the heck? It's not every day that we get to do one of these open mic programs. Anyhow, I don't know who's on line one, but let's bring them up here. Hello, you're on the air on KSCO.
Hi, this is the thank you call, and I can't believe you have someone from the academy, the Naval Academy. I used to drag there, and that's what they called it. I wish I'd been there to get that self-discipline that they preserve. I just called back to say thank you because Jack LaLanne was the one who, when I was trying to help a friend publish a book, he told me, publishers are like politicians. They lie. Don't believe them. They say things that aren't true, mislead the poor author, and you do the right thing and still get in trouble. So he was a wonderful man for that reason, and I just wanted to say thank you to you for having him on.
Oh, thank you for thanking me. Well, and you shouldn't say he was, because he is.
He is. You're absolutely right. It was my experience in the past tense, and
right.
He still is. That's true. I mean, he remembered me just talking to him now, and as I say, he gave me that good advice, perfect advice, at a time when I was trying my best to do the right thing and couldn't understand how these publishers, well, they can be criminal. And
right.
He was absolutely right, you see.
Okay.
Yes, so sometimes it's nice to have someone like that let you know that it wasn't you. You were doing the best you could, did the right thing, and the publisher is the one who twisted things around and misled the author and did things that were not right, and then you got the blame as his agent, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. There goes, I think that was Jerry here. So here's our next caller, who is?
Krishna.
Krishna!
How do you do, Mr. Jack Lilling?
What a pleasant... Oh, it's Krishna. How are you, Krishna?
I am fine.
You sound like a beautiful woman.
Yeah. Well,
and you sound like a very fit woman as well.
Yeah, prescient.
And you have a very good opinion of life and yourself. That's good.
You must be feeling good this morning.
I always feel good.
You see how wonderful compliments are? Uh-huh. Makes everybody feel good.
Yeah. No, that's one thing I like to do. It's all about yourself. It's all about life, and it's all about being happy and to heck with negativity. Everything is positivity here.
Absolutely, Mr. Lillian. Absolutely. Listen, I sent you a little what do you call it, facts, but don't read it since I got you on the phone now. You know, both my in-laws, they died at 86, and they had a pretty good healthy life, nothing abnormal. And I asked my husband, you know, how come they did so well? And he said, you know, during World War II, they were in the early middle age. And for 4 or 5 years, they suffered real deprivation. And he said, my husband thinks, that is why they had such a good health and that they died so well. It's the deprivation, lack of all the fatty foods and all the stuff that they eat. That's
yep.
What did it.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know,
fat is bad.
Yeah. And so it hit them at the right time when we tend to put on weight and not, you know, feel lazy and all of that. And they just didn't have food. They didn't
right.
eat. And another story from France, and I'm talking about India now. What's happening in India right now? When India was poor, I remember growing up there, the poor people ate all the good food and ate well, what is considered good food now, which means whole wheat, whole grain, you know, rice and brown rice and very little meat or protein of that kind, but lentils and a tiny bit of vegetable, and they were sturdier than the middle class. You know what's happening to the middle class in India now?
No.
People are going in droves since they don't have as much national oversight about doctors and all of that to get preventive stents put in their vessels, in the heart vessels.
Not good.
Can you believe this?
Not good.
Because they're dying. They're all dying from heart attacks. They're getting heart attacks in their early 40s now there because they're eating so much.
Well, they use a lot of ghee over there.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And they're, especially the vegetarians, you know, they make up for not being able to eat meat by eating lots of sweets and lots of ghee, as you said.
Right.
Yep. And they're putting in these stents before they have a heart attack.
That's just ridiculous.
Isn't that something?
Yep.
Isn't that something?
Yep. They ought to just understand what to do right.
Well, it's a third world country. Education comes late.
Yeah.
About such matters.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your call.
Take care.
Very nice to talk with you. Okay. You know what? I think we should take our commercial break that we didn't take last hour. What
do
you think, Michael?
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. And then we can find out who else is on the lines here. You can call us at 479-1080 or 477-1340 and say almost anything you want, except no profanity, please.
Here we go.
Okay.
Mike Ditka, NFL Hall of Fame player and coach.
Hey, I know the ability to stay in the game is what really counts, and that's why I take Levitra. Levitra, Lardenafil HCL. It works for me. Find out if it'll work for you. Take action and ask your doctor about prescription Levitra. Visit Levitra.com or call 1-866-LEVITRA today.
Individual results may vary. Ask if a free sample is right for you. Levitra. Stay in the game.
Gum Out Fuel Injector Cleaner presents a list of cleaned up words you can use the next time another motorist cuts you off. Gee Willikers. Gee Whiz. Golly. Horses Patoot. Shucks. Shoot. Phooey. Balderdash. And Poppycock. Gum Out. If we can clean out harmful deposits in your fuel injectors and restore lost performance, we can clean up anything. Gum Out. Good clean driving.
When most people eat, they don't consider what happens to their food after it's been swallowed. Calories and nutrients are taken by the digestive system to feed our bodies, but what happens when we can't absorb the nutrients we ingest? Here's pharmacist Benjamin Fuchs to tell us how to better digest our food.
Food and digestion is the hardest thing that we do to our bodies on a regular basis, trying to digest our food. It creates a lot of stress in the body and produces a lot of toxins in the body as well. So a food holiday is always a good idea, no matter what your health issue is, or even if you're just plain healthy, it's a good idea to take a break from food once a week. And when you take a break from food, you want to make sure that you're drinking lots of veggie juices. Did you know just chewing your food appropriately can be a wonderful way to eliminate inflammatory conditions and can be a wonderful way to improve longevity? Just simply chewing your food can allow food to be digested more appropriately. The less we eat, the better. Now, there's different kinds of digestive enzymes. Proteolytic enzymes can have some really important effects, most especially for helping reduce inflammation. In fact, bromelain and papain alone have been shown to reduce inflammation due to trauma, but you also get secondary benefits, and that is improved digestion. Improved digestion can help eliminate toxins that make it into the bloodstream. Those toxins can actually be simply pieces of food that didn't get digested. So digestive enzymes are a wonderful strategy for taking care of that, and the digestive enzymes should be taken before meals.
Balance out your digestive system by taking American Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes. Each bottle contains a proprietary enzyme complex formulated to support all aspects of digestion, aids in detoxification, and at $19 a bottle wholesale, you'll be properly digesting fats and proteins without eating away your hard-earned dough. Give your body what it needs for proper digestive health. American Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes. To order or to pick up American Longevity products, call Scott or Jose at KSCO Radio, 831-475-1080. That's 831-475-1080.
If you have a legal problem, we have a legal solution. Join attorney Richard Alexander for Injury Talk Radio, Saturday afternoons from 4 to 5 p.m. for the expert legal advice you need to recover from personal injuries. Pick up the phone and call 800-844-0246. Sponsored by Alexander Hawes and Audette, accident and insurance specialists. Check their record at InjuryTalkRadio.com. Protect yourself and your family. Listen to Injury Talk Radio Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. on KSCO.
Selling for $75,772 at 240 months, 6.75% APR, borrowed number 03844 with tax credit, 20% down, and tax, license, and dock fee.
Come to Scotts Valley, it's the door to your adventure. When you enter our friendly RV center, now you can live your dream and share it. RVs of Merit.
Take the family out on the open road this year in a new Georgetown 32-foot Class A RV from RVs of Merit. This one comes standard with generator, air conditioner, microwave, and awning. And it's yours for only $511.64 a month. Getting there is most of the fun in your 32-foot Georgetown from RVs of Merit. 20 miles from San Jose, on the road to Santa Cruz in beautiful Scotts Valley.
Come to Scotts Valley, the door to your adventure. When you enter our friendly RV center, now you can live your dream and share. RVs of Merit. RVs of Merit.
Learn the secrets of small business success. Hi, I'm Michael Mira. Listen to AM 1080 KSCO Monday at 1 p.m. for the Small Business Cafe. Get ahead with the latest tips, insights, and ideas from successful business authors, organizations, and owners. That's the Small Business Cafe, Monday at 1 p.m. on AM 1080 KSCO, or join us online, www.smallbusinesscafe.net. Brought to you by Pacific Mountain Advisors, FirstNet Mortgage, and by Santa Cruz Small Business Monthly. We help your business grow.
Lots of information from Good Morning Monterey Bay.
I'm not a wimp, I'm a wuss. Get the term right.
Sorry, that's right. Birds of a feather flock together and crap on your car.
Oh, God, and do they.
When I'm feeling down, I like to whistle. It makes the neighbor's dog run to the end of his chain and gag himself.
With King of the Hill traffic.
If you can't be kind, at least have the decency to be vague.
and news.
Don't assume malice for what stupidity can explain. A penny saved is a government oversight.
Oh, God.
The real art of conversation is not only to say the right thing at the right time, but also to leave unsaid the wrong thing at the tempting moment.
I can't do that.
No, you can't. The older you get, the tougher it is to lose weight, because by then, you and your body fat have gotten to be really good friends.
I think we're rather intimate with each other now.
Too much information from Good Morning Monterey Bay, 6 to 9, Monday through Friday on KSCO.
And we're back with the second hour of the Saturday special, MZ, there.
How exciting. Yes, now, anyhow. Hey, have you ever stopped to think about what the media would be like without all of the prescription drug commercials?
Oh, my gosh.
Like Levit. I mean, there would be no commercials left.
You know, I get home pretty late at night sometimes. I just turn on the TV trying to find something to
ask
like
your doctor
about
this or that. Huh?
Every single station is an infomercial of some drug, this, that, or the other.
Or a commercial, even.
Oh, yeah.
Either infomercial is a long-form commercial, and
yeah.
Commercial is like 30 or 60 seconds.
Right.
But even on our own station, I heard you run that Levitra ad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, where do you draw the limits about what you can talk about? I mean, you know, stay in the game is what. But everybody knows what Levitra is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody used Levitra?
Got me. I don't know anybody that's used it.
I don't either. But anyhow, you're listening to the Saturday special. We got a bunch of people on the phones, but I don't know who they are because for some reason it's not coming through on my computer. All I know is that the lines are active, but I don't know who it is. So I'm afraid to push any button here, Michael.
Well, we got the drop button as well. So
oh, that's true. We
can
do that. So if we don't like what we... By the way, that brings something to mind here. We've had this comment line for a long time, 429-2222. For people who want to leave a message here, to an electronic suggestion box, you know, as it were. And sometimes we have people who are bad, who do not live by the rules, or who we just don't want to be on the radio because we think they're boring. And a lot of those people, so we ban them from the radio. And it's not a nice thing, but, I mean, it's a necessary thing. Some people are banned from talking on the radio here. And, of course, each talk show host is in charge of his or her program content. And if they see some caller that they don't want to be part of their program, that's their prerogative to exclude them without necessarily banning them from the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think is very frustrating is when people who have been banned from the radio station call and monopolize the comment line. And so we're going to have to work on some sort of a solution for that problem. When they've been banned from the radio station, it means the radio station isn't interested in hearing from them. In fact, a lot of times the reason people are banned is because we get a slew of complaints from people who don't want to hear boring people or the same, you know, predictable comments from the same people. It's a little provincial. Now, that's some people like regular callers. But I don't think any regular caller who calls every show with the same thing is good for the radio station.
We've got regular callers that call in all the time, and they've always got good new information.
Exactly. Well, so if it's a good regular caller, that's great. But if it's a boring regular caller, we don't want you to call the radio station, and we don't want you to call the comment line either. And so we're looking for a way, in fact, that we're right on the edge of getting a caller ID thing so that we can lock out the calls, you know, from people that we don't want to call. At any rate, it's just something I sort of had to get off my chest here, and there was time to do it. So let's go to, wait a minute, who's on line 5? Who is this?
I'm Kathy.
Kathy!
Yeah, and I'm a first-time caller, so I don't think I'm on that list yet.
You're not on that list, and something tells me that you're not going to be on that list.
Oh, good. I hope so.
Good.
I just love listening to Jacqueline. It took me way back to the 50s when I used to listen to its program.
You can't be that old.
Oh, yeah. I am.
But actually, you wouldn't have to be to be taken back to the 50s. You can be taken back to the 60s and 70s and hear and know Jack LaLanne.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's a very inspiring person. I really liked what he said about how you can get bored with a routine.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many people had joined a gym and then they quit because after a while, you know, it's a pain. But
I don't like to join a gym because I get the flu there. because of all the people who slobber on all the machines, and then, you know, what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do. I had an idea a couple of years ago and couldn't get my husband interested in this, but maybe somebody out there is enterprising enough to do it. I had an idea of like a subscription service, a service every week or every month. Someone would be dropping off a new exercise equipment for you to use. It's like a rent exercise equipment.
Right.
And that way they wouldn't get tired of it. Instead of buying them and getting rid of them in a garage sale, like you mentioned, this way they would get variety, and this big truck would pull up and unload something new for you to do.
Oh. So, that could be a pretty neat business, huh?
I just was wondering about the, my husband says, well, you break your back every time you got to unload it and this and that. And I kept thinking, oh, my gosh, that would be so fabulous. You know, one week you can order this kind of equipment, and the next week it could be a stair stepper and, keep up with the newest equipment.
You're absolutely right.
You know, Michael,
step up to the plate?
I got a pretty good comment on that. When it comes to machines, you can only do so much, right? And, I worked out for probably a good year and a half straight in preparation between high school and going to the Naval Academy. And, all I used was, I've got two trees that are growing right next to each other, and I put a pipe, a bar between them. I use that for my pull-ups, chin-ups, whatnot, and then I do push-ups. And all. You can do anything you want at home with a chair or a bar. And if you want to order any type of equipment or get anything, I just say dumbbells. Those are the only weights you need.
Huh. Yeah, you got a good point there.
You don't need to waste all your money on all the equipment. The only time I've ever been in a gym is when I was volunteering coaching the Special Olympics.
And you know what? You ought to do a book about that. How to exercise on a shoestring.
Yeah.
Well, Jack would be the greatest person to write that book if he hasn't already done so. But, Michael, you should write it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for your call to the Saturday special. You know what? We were talking about smoking last hour with Jack, and how he said there are so many pollutants. I came across one of my favorite, sort of comedy things that I want to play for a couple of minutes. It's Tom Lehrer, who used to be a Santa Cruz resident and a University of Santa Cruz, University of California Santa Cruz math professor. And I think some of you will remember this from That Was the Year That Was or something like that, an album in the 60s that Tom Lehrer put out, a comedy album. Here it is.
An American about to go abroad would be warned by his friends or the guidebooks not to drink the water. But times have changed, and now a foreigner coming to this country might be offered the following advice. If you visit American City, you will find it very pretty. Just two things of which you must beware. Don't drink the water and don't breathe the air. Pollution, pollution, they got smog and sewage and mud. Turn on your tap and get hot and cold running crud. See, the halibuts and the sturgeons are being wiped out by detergents. Fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly, but they don't last long if they try. Pollution, pollution, you can use the latest toothpaste and then rinse your mouth with industrial waste. Just go out for a breath of air, and you'll be ready for Medicare. The city streets are really quite a thrill. If the hoods don't get you, the monoxide will. Pollution, pollution, wear a gas mask and a veil. Then you can breathe, long as you don't inhale. Lots of things there that you can drink, but stay away from the kitchen sink. The breakfast garbage that you throw into the bay, they drink at lunch in San Jose. So go to the city, see the crazy people there, like lambs to the slaughter. They are drinking the water and breathing.
Yeah.
That's a real clever guy. Really? Did anybody know what happened to him? Someone told me he used to live in that condo complex right behind KSCO, actually, but that he left town or something. Anybody know about Tom Lehrer? Give us a call, 479-1080 or 477-1340. 32 minutes past 11, 28 minutes remain in this edition of the Saturday Special with MZ and MW. Give us a call if you want to participate. I think there are three people on the... by the way, 477-1340 Bank of Lines is open. But let's go back to the 479-1080. Who's this? You're on the air.
Is this me?
Oh.
Theodora.
Hi, Theodora. How are you?
Well, I loved hearing Jack Mullane. I followed him for years, and that was definitely a coup to get him on. And it encouraged me. I thought it would be a good time to call and alert both you and your listeners about the Codex Alimentarius. Are you familiar with
it? Very familiar with it, and it's nothing to be concerned about if you are.
Well, not what I'm... Well, there's actually... Why do you think there's nothing to... Well, first, let's tell your listeners.
Because I think there would be a lynching if it really came to pass in this country. I think there would be lynchings of public officials. I think people in Congress would be murdered.
Well, essentially, we're talking about the efforts by NAFTA and the World Trade Organization to, quote-unquote, harmonize the supplement industry, which means that all supplements would be able to be sold in all countries and they'd be unified, but at a very low level of amounts of each
and potency,
vitamin.
Yeah, and the rest would be you'd require a doctor's prescription, right?
Require a doctor's prescription.
Yeah.
More than likely, we'd be dealing with pharmaceutical companies rather than nutraceutical companies, and we'd be dealing with synthetic vitamins.
Well, the pharmaceutical companies want to have it all for themselves, and that's why they're behind this.
Right, and they're actually in charge. Unfortunately, the main trade organizations right now actually include the pharmaceutical companies, and so it's like the wolf guarding the hen house, so to speak. And so we're not hearing about it, and people need to know. And even though you're not worried about it, I do think people have to.
I don't think it's a bad thing to be worried about it. My personal opinion is that it is. It's not. There are other things to worry about that are really scary because they might really happen.
Well,
this is not going to happen, in my opinion. And boy, if I'm wrong, it's going to be horrible.
Well, let me tell you, it's already happened in Germany, Norway. It's starting to happen in England.
Those places have always had really strict guidelines already. We haven't had strict guidelines. You know what we need to do? We need to do a whole program on that subject.
Yes. Well, let me give you a website and give others a website. But they want to find out more information. That is, the three W's and then the initials IAHF.com, and that stands for International Advocates for Health Freedom. And they're leading the charge on this, and you can find out more about it. Again, that's IAHF.com.
I will check that out myself.
But it's also very much tied in with, it's very much linked to the coming vote on CAFTA, which is the Central America Free Trade Association, and FTAA, which is Free Trade Association of the Americas, which will include Canada, and the other one will include Central America and South America, that if we can stop those as well, this will also help, end the Codex, at least in America.
Sure.
So I really, I hope you do a program, and I hope...
Well, we will schedule it. I don't know. I guess if only for the reason to get people to allay their fears, it's probably... We did that. We did a program where we touched on it, in fact, a couple of times. As you are probably aware, I am very involved in the nutritional supplement business with American Longevity. And by the way, anybody who wants to, you can, I think there's some Codex information on the AmericanLongevity.net website, www.AmericanLongevity, all one word, AmericanLongevity.net. One thing that I'm really impressed about the American Longevity Company is that it's a pretty small, you know, nutritional supplement company. It's nothing like Schiff or any of these big vitamin and mineral companies, although it's getting there. One thing that American Longevity is doing is suing the federal government to force the FDA to allow legitimate, proven, scientifically proven health claims to be made on product labels and in advertisements, such as the health claim that omega-3 and 6 fatty acids have been shown to reduce the risk of heart attacks. And that is an approved health claim that is only approved because American Longevity brought suit against the federal government. And if any of you are interested in this fascinating free speech issue, we have a website that has a 33-minute DVD, a 33-minute video that's very well produced that talks about this freedom of speech, and it has some really high-level people talking about this subject. And that is, if you have a high-speed internet connection like DSL or T1 or broadband connection of some sort, cable modem will work fine, you can log on to www.freedom.ksco.com, and it'll take a few, probably 10 or 15 seconds for it to load, but it should start playing, and if it doesn't play, it'll download. And it's like a 150 megabyte file, but depending upon how you have your settings on your computer, it'll probably just start playing. Best case scenario, worst case scenario, you might have to wait 4 or 5 minutes for it to download. And it's a really interesting thing that you, at the very least, Theodora, should download and look at.
Well, I'm glad that you're feeling more confident.
I used to feel that way.
I think it's better for people to complain before it happens than after. I think it's always more useful to begin the discussion with your legislators before it happens rather than after.
You're right.
So
you're right.
Maybe we don't have to worry, but we do have to be active.
Sure.
And again, this does tie in with CAFTA and the FTAA, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners would like us to be out of the WTO altogether, and this is an important conversation to have as well.
How's Fonda Peters?
She's as irreverent as ever.
Uh-huh. Well, that was one of the best programs we ever did on KSCO, and that is available at SaturdaySpecial.com, by the way.
And,
pardon me?
Please don't go into too many more details.
I won't go into any more, I know.
Okay, but I'm glad you're on this, and I'm glad, you know that companies that you know are on this, but frankly, I'm worried. They don't want us to, they don't want us to have access.
Life is too short
to
worry. There's enough real legitimate things to worry about, but I appreciate you bringing it up.
Okay, great.
Thank you. That was Theodora. Our next caller is who? Hello, who's this?
Is this me?
It's you. Who is it?
This is Asa.
Asa! What a pleasant surprise.
I just loved hearing Jack LaLanne. And you know what I really loved about it is that there are not many 90-year-olds with a voice that strong. I mean, it, almost if you could keep your body together, your voice still would go. You know, he had a good, vigorous 60-year-old voice. Anyway, so that's my first call. My second call is, my second reason for calling is a little off the subject, but it sort of follows a little bit with Theodore's things to worry about. I'm not worried about this. I'm just curious about it. What could have possessed Leon Panetta to have Sandy Bergler as one of the speakers on national security when he's the one that stole papers from the National Archives? Okay, and that's a fact. That's not an alleged thing.
Hey, I don't know. I'm not familiar with what you just said.
Oh, Sandy Bergler stole papers from the National Archives, stuffed them in his pants. I don't know what became of
him. Oh, yeah. Well, now wait a second here. I don't know if this is fair, but I understand that Ward Churchill, that nutcase who said those bizarre statements about the 9/11 family victims, was recently, I think this last week, an honored guest at a guest speaker at CSUMB.
Well, that figures. Well, they had him last week.
I don't know if Panetta had anything to do with that, and if he did, I'm going to be seriously disappointed in Panetta.
Well, I don't know whether he did, but I do know that on his list there are two former National Defense people, and Sandy Bergler was on Clinton's list, and he is. I mean, I can't give you chapter and verse, but it last year or the year before that. I mean, he was actually caught taking the stuff out of the National Archives, which is against the law. He is a felon, is what he is, and he is giving a speech down there as one of the, you know, respected former executives of the Clinton administration. Anyway, but the third reason I would like to call, or I would like to say, is in the event, and in the what I would consider the heartbreaking event, if you would say that one station should be all one thing, I think that variety is the spice of life, and I really hope that you don't. I mean, I don't consider CSCO being one kind of a thing. It isn't. We have different kinds of talkers every day, for God's sake. And
What about KOMY being all left wing, all lefty radio?
I particularly, one of the things I love about that program is that Michael Medved is there, and I'm just sorry you even took away two of his hours. And the thing I love about his program is that he always has somebody with an opposing point of view. And it's always something that's interesting and intelligently discussed and not shouted at. And
okay, so it's a bad idea then,
well,
probably.
Well, I don't want to say it's a bad idea. I just want to say that it's a smorgasbord of really good ideas that KSCO and Comey are noted for, not a smorgasbord of it. I mean...
Well, ultimately, we could put Michael Medved on KSCO.
Well, I would go for that.
Well, but where? Because, you know, we're getting sold out here pretty quick, which is a good thing.
Well, highest bidder.
The thing is, I just would like to have you continue on the open smorgasbord as opposed to the price fixed dinner.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. All right, forget
and
that
I
idea.
I love
then.
You all.
Okay, we love you too. Would you laugh for us as
okay,
you leave?
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, I guess. Yeah, you. We haven't said anything funny enough to evoke an Asa laugh. Here's an email from Carolyn David. It says, I love Tom Lehrer. Thanks for playing that song. Looking out on the web, I found a letter Mr. Lehrer wrote in November of last year, not very long ago. In it, he says in part, quote, Santa Cruz, where I winter and occasionally spring, unquote. So I suppose it's possible that he's here in Santa Cruz right now. And thanks for having Jack LaLanne on. What a guy. By the way, Paul Bragg died at age 92 in a surfing accident. Yep, he was surfing at 92. And a smiling face signs this, Carol. Okay, thank you, Carol. By the way, if you want to email me, it's mz@ksco.com. I've got some voicemails that just came in, probably from the people who have been banned. We'll see. Let's see. Who's next? Who's next on the radaroo here? Is it someone on line three? Who is this?
It's Open Mike.
Hi, Mike.
No, you're Open Mike.
Oh, hi. Billy!
Yes, sir.
Hi, Billy. How are you?
Well, I'm enjoying the show. And you know what I really enjoyed today was how Jack LaLanne and you have just brought out the chicks. It's been like an all-chick show, and it's been great.
I know. We mostly have angry white males on the radio here,
but,
huh?
You know, Jack is such a charmer. He just brought out the women.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were. So it sounds like you really are going to be an open mic with Comey maybe going left.
Always have been, but it's got to be. It's got to make sense financially. And I've done some poking around to find out if there would be any advertising support. And the initial response I've gotten is, hey, you'd get a lot of listeners from Santa Cruz, but don't count on even one 30-second ad bought.
No advertisers, just listeners.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. What form were you thinking of going liberal? Were you going to just take the liberal feed from...
Yeah. Well, what I want to do is... Where we might get some liberal support, financial support, is what I call ego hours, you know? So I think we would take maybe 6 hours of the liberal radio networks, which I understand is not long for this world, if you believe what
right.
a lot of the pundits are saying. Now, a lot of them are probably conservative, but the fact of the matter is it's been a financial nightmare and disaster across the country, and the ratings are not very good either. They had a little burst of ratings that were pretty impressive in New York initially when they first signed on. In fact, against Rush Limbaugh, they did surprisingly well. But it's been going down and down and down since then, and I haven't been able to get any kind of information on advertising revenue.
Are they at the point where they will let you take part of the syndication, but not all of it?
Right. Yeah, you remember that, because when they first launched, we were definitely interested, and they said, you can't take Al Franken.
You can't cherry pick. You have to take all of us 24/7. I said, you want to lease the radio station? We don't take stations like you. Who do you think you are?
One of the reasons they're not succeeding, probably, huh?
Bingo.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's that kind of an attitude. But I don't know, maybe that's changing. Who knows? It better change or they will die. There's no question about that. But I thought it was real interesting that that a major Santa Cruz progressive that I talked to, who was a business person, said, and I didn't plant any of this. I didn't give him my opinion first. I said, "What do you think about you know all liberal radio on KOMY?" He said, "Well, I think you get ratings, but you know don't count on a single advertiser because it ain't going
to
happen."
Well, you know what I would say to that is. That would be true in the near term, but like any, you know, it's like anything else. If the radio station was one thing for a long time, then people who aren't interested in that one thing turn off. It takes a while
to build the audience.
Turn
yeah.
on, find out what's going on, and B, start to feel differently.
Right.
So, you know, that kind of experiment, you've got to be willing to commit to 6 months to at least.
Yeah.
You know, but in terms of a real future for these radio stations in this town. Being half lefty probably wouldn't be the worst thing to happen, ultimately.
Well, what I never quite understood was why we can't... you've been listening for years. You remember when we had Eric and Dag on?
Actually, I came right after Eric and Dag.
Okay. It was a pretty different radio station. We had something for everybody back then. We were always accused of being, skewing to the right. And, you know, people used to call and do all these little bean counting tricks with us, you know, saying you have so many hours of so-and-so and so-and-so and it's not balanced.
No, please.
Well, you know, it's fine if people want to, you know, nitpick like that, I suppose.
They always will.
For years, we made an effort to really be balanced with our hosts and so forth. And we found that it just didn't work. We couldn't get anybody to run ads or support or sponsor the liberal hosts. So as years went on, even though to this day I say that KSEO is finally a voice for everyone, not necessarily, you know, as a host, but certainly we encourage people from the left to call, and you and Millie and maybe two or three others are really the only ones who ever do.
But we're so exciting, it almost makes it worthwhile.
You're not exciting.
Hey, there's my old buddy.
Oh.
You're not exciting, Billy. Sometimes you make a good point or two, but you're not exciting.
You're excited right now talking to me.
Yes, I am. But don't.
Billy does. There's no question that Billy Sunshine evokes anger and calls and so forth.
And that's the challenge with liberals, Mike, to find one who isn't just soft and slightly boring. Liberals, you know, if they're not. There's just not enough fire in the belly of most liberals to make this work.
Yeah, they're not excitable enough.
No, and radio needs to be a little excitable. You see who succeeds. It's the screamers like.
Careful.
Well, no. Not. I wasn't going to say anything that was going to bother anybody. I'm complimenting people for their success.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling here today.
Nice
thanks for
you,
coming
Steve.
Back, Stevie. How was the funeral?
I cut out a little bit early.
Now, that wasn't very respectful.
Well, I wanted to make sure that the close of the show went according to schedule.
Oh, good.
And I got to see Carl's daughter Nancy, who gave a wonderful rendition of Carl Bengstrom's Life, and I wanted to clap, and it just bugged me that in the funeral setting everything is so solemn, because this was indeed a great man who saved the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf, of which all of my heritage comes from through the Stagnaro family, etc., and the Italian fishing families on the wharf. It was good. And it was time for me to get back because I am the director of accidental operations at KSCO.
And you and Michael have made this show wonderful. Thanks to both of you.
He did a great job, didn't he? And we've got it down pat here too. I think you can do this more often.
I was really nervous about this. Anyhow, so you'll stick with us for the rest of the show, and so poor Michael could get on the phone, or you can screen the phone calls.
Let me just say that it's 9 minutes before noon here on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. You better get your calls in now, because pretty soon your voice is going to be cut off.
Yeah. By the news.
And you know who's online, so you go for it.
I don't know who's online because there's just blanks on the line. No one screened these calls, so I'm going to hit this line here. And who is this?
Hello, this is Rocky Snyder.
The Rocky Snyder?
How are you? I do your surf reports in the morning.
What a guy.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I just wanted to call in, you know, being a personal trainer and all. Jack has always been an inspiration to me, remembering back when my mother would have the black and white on in the kitchen getting ready for school. She'd be making our breakfast, and Jack would be doing his stretches and jumping jacks in his patent leather shoes and that jumpsuit. It's just, you know, a total inspiration to keep on going. And my question I'll pose to you is, have you considered a health and fitness show? And not to promote my own self, maybe there's some others in the area, health, nutrition, fitness.
We have time slots available on both KSCO and KOMY.
Fantastic. Is it something that you've been toying with, the idea?
Yeah, but see, it's always the chicken before the egg type thing. I mean,
get the advertisers.
Yeah, or the sponsor. What we want to do is get sponsors if possible, and it's really an amazing way, you know, to just buy time by the ton to put on what we hope would be an interesting program that would hold the audience and maybe even build it. You can buy an hour of time on KSCO for a lot less than 60 times the cost of a 60-second commercial. You know, I think it's probably, what, 8 times the cost of a 60-second commercial. So if you're going to buy a 60-second commercial and you have if you have like 8 times that amount of money, as if you were going to be buying 8 commercials, you can buy the whole darn hour. But we're not going to put anything on. We don't want to kill the radio audience. So.
Plus, you can buy better than 90 days worth of 60-second spots for less than one full-page ad in the Santa Cruz Sentinel.
Yeah, and we know how the Sentinel is.
Well, but I got a question
for
you.
Sentinel is a great newspaper, you know, and so, but it's different.
But
it's
only hits once.
Yeah.
And when you do radio advertising, it hits solidly. Day after day after day after day. Rocky, I got some questions for you.
By the way,
how much does a professional trainer charge? Now, first off, a professional trainer is one who comes to your home. Is that not correct?
Well, there's a wide array of trainers and what they focus on. With the general public, some have personal training studios like myself where people come and meet me. But then there's also a couple of trainers in Santa Cruz that have a mobile gym, and they will drive to your place of business or residence and put you through a workout for an hour or more.
But you could also do group things, like 6 housewives get together for a certain time, a certain day, and you come
exactly.
And service
and
all
I
of them.
I have a group exercise program in the mornings every other day, as well as there are trainers that will design programs. There's also baby boot camp for new moms that are out there, and they gather at a park and they work out outside.
There's your sponsorship, Michael. Baby boot camp.
If anybody's interested, we have a special phone number, 429-2200, 429-2200. That's the phone number to call to get information about getting a radio program started and what the costs are and so forth.
Yeah,
429.
Sponsored by Krispy Kreme donut shop.
Right.
Why not go the other extreme and get all the McDonald's and Burger Kings and sponsor it? And it could be a better corporate image for themselves.
Actually, I hear they got a new Krispy Kreme hamburger out now.
We could do Wendy's finger push-ups or something.
Hey, well, listen. No, I want to talk to you. You sound like you'd be great, helping us get this thing up and going.
Well, I'd be happy to help.
Call the 425-2200 number, and I'll call you back.
Okay, great.
Great. Hey, thanks very much for your call. And now, let's see. We do have 3 or 4 more people on the radio here.
We've got about 5 minutes left, Michael.
Yeah.
You are tuned to AM 1080 KSCO. You got 4 minutes left to get your calls in. Go, Mike.
Who is this?
This is John.
Hi, John. You're on, John.
Two options for a radio show. One would be a cooking show with a nutritional theme and sponsored by some of the appliance manufacturers. Another one would be something I think is lacking in Santa Cruz area, and that would be a religious or spiritual, not necessarily personal.
We have that on Friday. Leap to Faith. We have Leap to Faith. I think
that's
Friday.
That's good.
Right.
If you're interested in a specific type of programming and you deal with a business in the community that's got a nationally recognized name, chances are they have what's called co-op advertising, where the name brand, the big company, provides specific dollars for radio advertising. Is that not right, Michael?
Yes.
Co-op advertising?
Exactly.
What you need to do if you want programming of this type is to go visit those businesses and say, look, you've got co-op money to do a radio show, so why not get busy and do it?
Yeah. By the way, I got an email from someone who says that www.freedom.ksco.com doesn't seem to work. Perhaps I'm wrong. Perhaps you don't put in the www. I just typed in freedom.ksco.com, and it didn't start playing, but it gave me the download thing. It says click here to download. So if you want to see that, that freedom of speech thing involving health claims, it's a really interesting DVD. Just go to freedom.ksco.com. It, depending upon your settings, it might start playing in your Windows Media Player, or it will ask you if you want to download, and then it'll take a little while. But you got to have
Michael,
a big
how about the cooking connection. Show with a nutritional thing?
Yeah, well, we've got Dead Doctors Don't Lie. The biggest, the
yes, you do.
Yeah, and we
a cooking show.
It's a great program for those of you who haven't listened to it in a while. Tune in noontime on KOMY or 2 p.m. on KSCO. Thanks very much for your call. Who's our next caller? Hello.
Hello.
We don't know.
No. Hello.
You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Bob in SoCal.
What's up, Bob in SoCal?
Well, I was just calling concerning. I'm perhaps a little confused and need some redirection on this one. Angry aggressive liberals calling into KCSO.
KSCO. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Wasn't it Billy Sunshine that physically got removed from the studio about 2.5 years ago and subsequently got...
Yeah, I think that's what he was probably alluding to that.
Yeah.
But, well, Bob, everybody, liberal or conservative, gets thrown out of KSCO at one time or another. How many times have I been thrown out?
I got thrown out three times, and I had to buy the place to make sure that never happened again. Last caller, real quick, who's this?
Cereal.
Hi, Cereal.
Nice to hear you and Steve, and two quick thoughts. One was Dave Allen had the line of the century when he said, I lift weights every time I stand up. That's the funniest thing I heard in a long time. And second, let's all go out and have a chili bacon cheeseburger and a shake for Jack LaLanne.
Yeah.
God bless you guys.
Wait a minute. No,
that's it, Michael.
Okay, so you're going to play the That's All, folks?
Right after you say goodbye to your fans.
Bye to everybody. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Michael. See you next week. And if you can hear this program at SaturdaySpecial.com or the website. Take care.
This is AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. We join USA News in progress.
The brave Americans and allied troops who